I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Hundreds of West Virginia hunters are going to be buying their license in the coming hunting season in the next few weeks. But this is not your daddy's hunting license. We'll talk more about it coming up in a moment. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Like everything else in our world today, the sales of hunting and fishing licenses in West Virginia are going digital. West Virginia was among the first states to ever offer online license sales. And Mike Ingram at the DNR's License Division says the popularity has steadily grown.
We have three systems that we currently sell licenses, and the online option, of course, has been a very popular one. We're bringing in, I would say, somewhere between the point-of-sale agents, which is the electronic sales where you get your traditional, if you go to your Walmart or your Kmart and it prints out a computer-like receipt, between that and the online sales, it's making up about 65-70% of our revenue now.
Now, he says the goal is to phase out the old-style system with the stamps, cards, and paper license in the next 4 to 5 years. He says at that point, they want all license sales to be web-based, and he says the convenience will be staggering for sportsmen.
When you have the option of going online and purchasing, I mean, if you live in somewhat of a rural area, and it might be a 20 or 25-minute drive for you to go somewhere to get the license. If you have the internet access, you can go online and purchase it yourself. You can purchase it at 2 o'clock in the morning if you want. You know, if it would take a while to drive to a 24-hour Walmart.
The advantages for the DNR are equally promising.
The labor-intensive part of the paper license is, of course, inventorying the individual stamps and tracking those. Those would have to be inventoried when we get them in. You have to go through issuing them to the agents who are selling the licenses. And then at the end of the year, of course, whatever stamps haven't been sold, those agents are returning them to us. We enter it back in our inventory and do a final inventory of all that. So it's very labor-intensive doing all that.
And it doesn't end with just the licensing. Eventually, you'll be using the web to check in your game as well.
It would be all electronically done. You could electronically check the deer in or and hopefully that's what we're moving towards. And I think there's a few states that have rolled this out, and that's what we're looking at moving towards. There's a few states that are doing it. I think Ohio's getting ready to roll it out in production this coming year.
Now, Ingram says the biggest obstacle at this point is the lack of high-speed internet connections in some of the more rural areas of the state. But that is improving every day, and eventually the state will be wired and sportsmen will be wired into the DNR, and the days of the paper license will be over. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.